Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Doubles Disaster, Tennis Camp Diaries, Book 1, written by Ash Barty and Jasmine McGoey, and read by Ella Ferris. Day 1. Dear Diary, this has been the most exciting day ever. I can't believe I'm finally here at tennis camp. I have been waiting so long to come here, and finally, finally, I've arrived. What's funny, though, is that when my parents first drove me here this morning, I was so nervous, I almost wanted to turn around and go straight back home. Dad gave me you, a super gorgeous diary, to write all about my experiences at camp. I've decided nobody else is allowed to read you, so I can write down whatever I'm thinking and feeling. I will tell you, Diary, that when we parked at tennis camp, I was still so scared. I didn't want to get out of the car. Mum and Dad gave me a pep talk. "Don't worry, Ash," they said. "You'll be okay once you get settled in." So out we got. They helped me register while other kids arrived and greeted each other like old friends. I wondered if I was going to see anybody I knew. But the whole time, no one familiar walked through the door. I got my room key and gave Mum and Dad a big, squeezy hug, and off they went. Home. Anyway, Diary, enough about that, and more about me. Hi, I'm Ash. Ashley Barty, to be precise. I am 10. I have muscly arms, and I'm a little shorter than most of my friends. I have brown hair that likes to get frizzy when it's hot. And I love tennis. My coach thinks I'm really good at it too. Being at tennis camp has been my dream forever. Here's a list of all the things I love about it. 1. You get to play in the fresh air and under the warm sun. 2. The skills you learn look pretty awesome. 3. You get really fit from all the running you have to do. 4. I love finding a spot on the court and making the ball hit that exact spot. Mum and Dad are always helping me become a better tennis player, and they let me come to this camp, which will be 2 whole weeks away from them. Bottle Brush Tennis Campground is known for the many talented tennis players who came here when they were kids. Some of my favourite tennis players are Pat Rafter, Steffi Graf, and my hero, Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley. The camp is also completely gorgeous. I have never seen a place so pretty in my whole life. The camp was built on a bright grassy patch of land right near the beach. I'm so happy I get to call this my home for the next 2 weeks. Except there is one thing I can't stop thinking about. You see, my big secret is, I am younger than everyone else at camp. I got an early acceptance, which is great, but everyone else is at least a year or two older than me, which is scary. And even though I'm 10 years old, I've never spent more than one night away from home. I thought I was so ready to go to camp, but now that I'm here, I have to say I'm just a tiny bit homesick. Mainly for my puppy, Speedy. I miss him so much. He's always so happy to see me. I guess I also miss my big sisters, Ali and Sarah. And I guess I also miss my mum and dad. Okay, I miss them kind of a lot. Anyway, after registration, I put my stuff in my cabin. I looked at the tiny room and started to feel lonely. Then my roomie walked in. It was Zia! Zia and I know each other already. We're sort of tennis friends because we play each other in tournaments on the weekends. A bit about Zia. She's a very calm tennis player. She never gets upset during a game. She's got curly black hair that is so beautiful. And she's just a little bit scared of the dark. I totally understand this. Me and Zia stuck to each other's side all day because we didn't know anyone else. And it turns out we have a lot in common. We both love watching movies, telling jokes, and playing video games. So now we're not just tennis friends.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?